From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It was the first full day of competition at the Rio Olympics Saturday, and the first gold medal went to an American teenage shooter. Jenny Thrasher, a 19-year-old sophomore at West Virginia University, won the women's 10-meter air rifle event by beating out two Chinese athletes. Then Hoang Soon Vinh gave Vietnam its first ever Olympic gold medal by winning the men's 10-meter air pistol. Belgian cyclist Greg Van Avermaet won gold in the men's cycling road race. South Korea defeated the United States to take the title in the men's team archery event. Gold medals were also handed out in women's weightlifting, men's and women's judo, and women's fencing. President Obama, meanwhile, used his weekly media address to celebrate the beginning of the Olympics and call for all Americans to get behind the team in Rio. The president called on the country to cherish the opportunity to come together around one flag, despite political differences. Mr. Obama also praised members of the first-ever refugee team as personifying endurance.
That idea that you can succeed no matter where you're from is especially true this year. We'll cheer on athletes on the first-ever Olympic refugee team. 10 competitors from the Congo, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Syria who personify endurance.
The first family left Washington Saturday for 2 weeks vacation on Martha's Vineyard Island. This will be the family's last vacation of Mr. Obama's presidency. For more on these stories, including the latest from Rio de Janeiro, log on to our website. This is VOA News. Syrian rebel groups say they have broken through areas around the northern city of Aleppo after fierce fighting in the past week. According to the Istanbul-based National Coalition's Twitter account, rebels broke through Aleppo's siege. The powerful ultra-conservative Ahrar al-Sham group said on Twitter that rebels had seized control of Ramusa on the southwestern edges of the city and opened the route to Aleppo. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that fighters of Jaish al-Fatah and the rest of the rebel and Islamic factions advanced and met with rebels inside Aleppo. Sources close to Syrian government forces, however, deny that they have been pushed out of those areas. Elsewhere, a coalition of Arab and Kurdish fighters took almost complete control of strategic cities or of the strategic city of Manbij that had been a stronghold for the Islamic State group. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma has acknowledged that his country's local elections were hotly contested as his governing African National Congress recorded its worst results since the end of apartheid. The ANC lost its grip on local government in Tshwane, the home of South Africa's capital Pretoria, as results on Saturday gave the opposition Democratic Alliance a big win. The ANC beat the DA in the Johannesburg municipality election, although it fell short of an outright majority. Results of the local government elections have reshaped the political landscape in South Africa, where the ANC has governed virtually unopposed since under leader Nelson Mandela it ended white minority rule in 1994. Belgian police say a man wielding a machete and yelling Allahu Akbar was shot and killed Saturday, shortly after he injured two female police officers in the city of Charleroi. The attacker was shot by a third police officer and later died at the hospital. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said he is closely monitoring the situation. He said, "At the moment, I'm in permanent contact with security forces to monitor the situation and to evaluate whether additional measures may or may not be necessary. We are waiting for an update on the evaluation by the Coordinating Unit for Threat Analysis." The Charleroi attack came after 32 people died in March during coordinated bombings on the Brussels airport and a subway station. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for those attacks. And the United Nations suspended peace talks Saturday between Yemen's Sunni government and Shiite Houthi rebels. The UN Special Peace Envoy said they could resume within a month. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.